Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for your interest in Antares Pharma. I'd encourage you all to review our safe harbor statement.
Well, what makes
a specialty pharma company is our ability to combine a custom formulation with a proprietary device to create a best-in-class performing combination drug device product. Our business model consists of three strategic legs with programs proceeding in each leg in parallel. The three legs are proprietary products, complex generics, and alliance products. Our device technology is both broad and deep in that we have four main types of drug delivery devices in our Vibex auto-injector, our QuickShot auto-injector, our needle-free systems, and our multi-dose pens. 2015 is shaping up to be quite an exciting time for the company in that we have many potential catalysts. QuickShot testosterone, just last week we released our top-line pharmacokinetic results from our Phase 3 study, which were superb. Otrexup prescription growth, our first commercial product, which we launched last February. Vibex epinephrine pen, which we're partnered with Teva. And we are already shipping pre-launch quantities to Teva this quarter. And we hope to see an approval with therapeutic equivalence decision by the FDA this year. And our first complex generic approval we hope to see this year in sumatriptan, which will be Antares' first labeled complex generic. Looking at these in more detail, in proprietary products, we have Otrexup, QuickShot Testosterone, QuickShot M, an undisclosed CNS product development, and legacy royalty products. In a little more detail, Otrexup is a first proprietary product launched by Antares in the United States just over a year ago for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. Leo Pharma is our partner and is promoting it for the psoriasis indication. QuickShot Testosterone, we are in the middle of our Phase 3 trial. We released top-line pharmacokinetic data and are working towards providing additional safety data to the agency, which we are filing a correspondence with the agency as we speak. QuickShot M, an undisclosed neurology product currently in preclinical development, and legacy royalty products. Otrexup is the first approved subcutaneous injection for methotrexate in the United States. It's single-use, disposable, easy to use. It has a very clever design with collar activated, no push button, and is easy to grip and use by rheumatoid arthritis patients. It's virtually painless, and it's approved in five formulations with color-coded doses. Now, published literature would suggest that methotrexate is the go-to for a first-line therapy for rheumatoid arthritis patients. And the reason for discontinuation of oral methotrexate is usually lack of efficacy or poor tolerability. And patients who have an inadequate response to oral methotrexate for reasons of tolerability or efficacy may continue to derive benefits from Otrexup and subcutaneous administration, including improved bioavailability, improved efficacy, and improved tolerability. Antares ran a clinical trial to demonstrate better bioavailability, a bio-better story of subcutaneous Otrexup versus oral methotrexate. And as you can see by the chart, there is a significant improvement in bioavailability across all dosage ranges, which increases as dose increases. you can see a real plateauing in oral methotrexate at 20 and 25 milligrams. Our launch has gone relatively well. As you can see in gross terms, our launch is in the middle of the pack of all recent rheumatoid arthritis product launch. And on a calibrated basis, based on territory scripts per week per rep, you can actually see that Otrexup has exceeded recent rheumatoid arthritis product launches of Xeljanz and Rheos. Our month-over-month script growth has been impressive. And we have a three-step program to increase scripts in 2015. First, we have converted our contract sales reps. We had a contract sales force with Quintiles. We have integrated them and also expanded them. We have implemented an improved hub service to assist physicians in the reimbursement process. And last but certainly not least, we are gaining traction with contracts with managed care organizations on a fiscally responsible basis. 2014 was a year in which we had a lot of noise around the product, and managed care sat on the sidelines waiting for a number of things to happen, including the entry of a competitor late in the year in Q4. Now that that competitor is on the market, we've been successful in already securing a number of managed care contracts this year, and we'll expect to continue to see those contracts build over the course of the year. In our pipeline for proprietary products, we have QuickShot Testosterone and QuickShot M. QuickShot Testosterone is potentially the first at-home injector for subcutaneous treatment of low T. It's a single-use disposable QuickShot device engineered to deliver high viscosity products through a fine 27-gauge needle or an insulin-like needle with 1 milliliter capacity. It's designed to be quick, easy, and painless with a very quick injection of 5 seconds or less. It's once weekly, so compliance is much less of an issue than daily administrated gels or multi-dose oral dose. And it's designed to eliminate any chance of transference that is associated with gels. There was a lot of noise last year in 2014 around the TRT marketplace, and concerns were raised over an increase in cardiovascular risks associated with testosterone replacement therapy. And we're very encouraged by the outcome of the FDA advisory committees, whereby we walked away from those meetings thinking that the concerns over increased cardiovascular risk were overblown, in that FDA's own database had actually suggested a cardioprotective aspect or a trend to testosterone replacement therapy. So clearly there wasn't a definitive conclusion that there was an increased risk. In Q3 of last year, the gel market in testosterone declined significantly, but in Q4 it picked back up again, and throughout that entire year, about half the scripts in the market are intramuscular injections, and they continued to grow throughout that period. So the net effect of all this is we actually feel very comfortable about where we ended up and are very bullish on the testosterone market continuing to grow. We've conducted a phase two, which gave us great confidence that there was tremendous opportunity and benefit potential with QuickShot Testosterone. And that translated it into us embarking on a pivotal phase three trial where we had 150 men enrolled. There were three doses. There were blinded adjustments made to the dose made at week 7 based upon week 6 pre-dose blood level. And the efficacy of QST and dose adjustment to regulate testosterone levels were evaluated at 12 weeks after treatment. And then the patients are followed for an additional 40 weeks out to a year. The results, which top-line results, which we released last week, were truly outstanding in that we met or exceeded the protocol of required outcomes on in every criteria. In January, FDA sent us correspondence asking for additional safety data. And the short story here is that the difference between what FDA is asking for and what our current clinical development program is providing is approximately 70 patients that are followed for 6 months. So our plan of action is to conduct a supplemental safety trial on approximately 70 additional subjects and follow them for 6 months. And this we hope to initiate around the middle of this year. Complex generic products, Vibex sumatriptan. I'm very excited about complex generic products in Antares in that this is another strategic leg to our business. We received a very positive complete response letter from the agency on a pending ANDA. It's our ANDA at Antares, the first ever for the company under our name. And the complete response letter was associated with labeling revisions and minor deficiencies. We're planning to file our response to the complete response within the next few weeks and would hope to see an approval later this year. We have a partnership with Teva on this product in that it's a 50-50 profit split, and we'd hope to embark upon commercialization either late this year or early next year. The third leg in our business is alliance products, and this is the oldest and best established segment of our business. Leading the list of opportunities in the alliance products business is Vibex epinephrine. But before I get into that, let me explain what our alliance business does. We have an alliance business that partners with Teva, Actavis, Meta, Pfizer, etc. And what a deal typically looks like is at signing, we get an upfront payment. And then on a development basis, all costs incurred are transferred plus a reasonable margin, and milestones are often included. And then upon commercialization, we have a supply agreement for the manufacturer of devices plus a royalty on net sales. This year, Vibex epinephrine is under active review by the agency. This is a partnership we have with Teva. Teva filed their final amendment with the FDA in December of 2014. Antares receives margins on device sales and high single-digit royalty on overall product sales. We're manufacturing and expect to ship substantial device quantities that are beginning in Q1 of this year. And Teva has projected 2015 launch pending FDA approval and AB rating decision. Exenatide Pen 2, Teva filed an NDA with the FDA in October 2014, and this was made public via AstraZeneca and Amylin filing a Paragraph 4 certification in December. We receive a margin on the supply agreement and a single-digit to mid-teens royalty on overall product sales. In addition, we have a Pen 1 development program, which is has completed PK work in Europe. Additional partnership products, we have a program with Pfizer where we have an undisclosed branded OTC gel product currently in phase 3 clinical development, and we receive royalties on net sales 3 years post-launch. And then we have an undisclosed partnership that's associated with life cycle management of a product currently in, and is this development is currently in clinical development. So in summary, we believe that Antares represents a very compelling investment opportunity and has numerous catalysts in 2015, including Quitshaw testosterone, Otrexup prescription growth, the hope and expected approval of Vibex epinephrine pen, and sumatriptan pen approval. Thank you very much for your attention. Any questions? I guess not.